background to get a bit of a grip on where your touring fits into the picture. Obviously, it's a big subject because we deal with it all the time, and also we see from Chazal, from a lot of writings, that there's a lot being written and discussed about this. So let's start opening up the subject a little bit. We started off with understanding that the Yesod, the foundation of where we get our koiches for the Nois and Nefesh, comes from, interesting enough, Yitzhak, he says, we'll see, Avraham Avinu obviously as well. The Nisoyin of the Kainu was Avraham's Nisoyin. I was a Nisoyin for Yitzhak, but it's not brought down as Yitzhak's Nisoyin, it was Avraham's Nisoyin.
You did an order?
Then we spoke a little bit about Adam Arishon, which we're going to pick up more again now, because Avraham Avinu already picked up the tachlis, the tafkid, what Avraham Arishon was supposed to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and didn't. So Avraham Avinu came along and said, fine, I'll do that.
So you want me to buy you a more powerful one?
And we said that today we were going to start discussing the sugya of Bechira. He said that that's the important nakuda, the fulcrum of what this whole subject is dealing with, is the subject of Bechira. Bechira is a massive subject. We're not going to get it all done yet today. You have to do your own homework. There's plenty of place to explore the subject. But we'll try and touch on some of the subjects, some of the interesting aspects of it that are going to go to us now. But we're not going to cover, it would take months, volume, just to get through the course outline of the Sugya Bechira. But that doesn't mean you should ignore it. It's who we are. We have nothing other than Bechira. Everything else is given to us. And everything else is everything's from Hashem, except the Bechir we have. So it's important to know what Bechir is, because that's all we are. Okay, so on Reish Chaf, Mai Bechir Chofshis Amitis. What is genuine, proper Bechir Chofshis? Bechir Amitis Perusha Pi'ilois Neged HaRegesh HaTivi. Bechir is things you do that goes against your natural instinct. כשאדם רוצה לאוכל, הדחף הטבעי שלו מניע אותו לאוכל. מונע, sorry, אותה לאוכל. When a person has he's hungry, he wants to eat, so his natural tendency pushes him to eat. לכן, אם הוא מונע עצמו מלאוכל, if he holds himself back from eating, which is a natural tendency to eat, he goes against that natural tendency, הוא בוחר, he's choosing. He's making a בחירה. At 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in Tisha B'Av, when a person is more thirsty and he really wants to drink, I'm not talking about where he should drink. I'm talking about where he knows that he doesn't have to drink coffee, halacha, he shouldn't be drinking, even though he's thirsty, but he's feeling fine. But he really wants to drink, his blood seems to drink, and he does it, so that's a bechir. According to this. Umitnatek mimarechas tasibus vahamasoivavim hamakifoy soyaboyfeshelo lochal. He detaches himself from this sugya, from the world of cause and effect, and he chooses not to eat. Animal doesn't have that choice. Yeshin tzasli yad avuz, ochelos. When an animal chooses, when he's standing next to his trough, and he eats, and he's full. Ein lo kolim shulti na tek mi pulos achile. He can't hold himself back from eating. Never saw an animal saying, you know what, I'm getting a bit overweight, I think I'm going to hold back a little bit. No, he eats. הקדוש ברוך הוא הניח את האדם הראשון בגן עדן, השם קוד אדם הראשון בגן עדן,
וציב
עליו שלא לא יכול מי צבת. He told him, he did this, I just want to get back into it. He told, please don't eat from night to dust. לא מנע ממנו את האפשרות לכל מי צבת. He didn't stop, he didn't put electrified fences around the night to dust. It was there. If you want to eat meat, but I'm asking you not to. אלא גילה לו, כי רצוי נאי הוא שלא יכול מי צבת. Hashem revealed to Adam Arishon that he's rotten.
Well, we ate more, what do you call it, than we ever have.
That you want to eat from the tree.
Mostly spelt this past Shabbos.
The other Shavan Arishon, no tere b'chir chofshis. Adam had b'chir chofshis.
But we ate mostly spelt, you should know.
Do I listen to Hashem or not? Adam Arishon nitzel es koecha b'chir sheloi, v'yishtamesh po b'kivon halo nachon. Adam Arishon took his b'chir and he used it in the wrong direction. He didn't use it correctly. ובכלל לא איכל מעץ הדס, he chose to eat from the עץ הדס, even though he knew that was not causing the רצון השם. הוא נכנה מול עץ המערכת טבעית שעליה נאמר כי נחמד העץ למורה כי טייב הוא לעיניים. He got caught up in that natural system, the natural world system, that it says that the tree was very beautiful to see, or נחמד, and it was a private, a Jew. It was like a deep desire. When you saw it, it drew you to it. Of course, we don't know what the Etz Hadas was, by the way. I'm just whatever these words mean.
It's a shame we don't feel comfortable on buses.
To transcend and go beyond the world of cause and effect.
I wouldn't mind going somewhere for a hike. I'd like to hike
by the gas station
there, but how
would
we get there?
Into the natural system. Lo b'kach chofet Hashem, that's not what Hashem wanted.
You used to get there by bus, but now I don't want to take a bus.
From now on in, he's completely bound to the Teva.
I wouldn't mind taking a hike.
Part of him, and my rechet of that side of him now become part of him. From Goyish to Gan Eden, he became part of Gan Eden.
You want to take a day, leave early in the morning, and go to the British Park, go by cab or something?
Down in this dark physical world, and he has to plow and plant and water and be involved in all the other physical malachas just to stay alive. Okay, so that's it in Mamash, in a nutshell. Obviously, there's much more. Yeah?
You're what?
So that's essentially, for the purpose of this discussion, what happened. He had a bechira not to eat from Eitz Hadas, and he not eat from Eitz Hadas. That would have been the total completion
of the final
settling of the world.
Right.
And that would have been what we call Mashiach. But he used his
bechira
incorrectly. He plunged himself and everything after him into the physical world, and now we are completely bound to Teva. And 6,000 years of trying to eradicate that and trying to get out of that. Ad shegi Avram Avinu v'gilo ki ha-bechira amitis ikrihi shelo la'asos kakol ha'il ha'oruch. Until Avram Avinu came along, there were, I'm not going to go into that now, there were others before Avram Avinu that connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, big tzaddikim. There was Mr. Shalach, there was Chanoich, there was Noach, a tzaddik. There were Shem Leiber, there were great people, but they never took the responsibility that Avram Avinu took, as we saw in the first Chelak of the Sefer. We went into what Avram Avinu was different from Noach and all the others. We saw them in depth. So he came along, and he used his Bechira to not do whatever he wanted. אלא עד הרבה, ללחם נגד כל עושם רצוינס ודחופים טבעים המניעים מסעד. עד הרבה, אברהם אבינו used all his כויכס, that was what was put into the 10 tests, all his physical כויכס, to go against those natural tendencies, the drive a person. אברהם אבינו החליט, כי הוא יחזיר לקודש ברוך הוא, as goodness and aggression. אברהם אבינו decided that he's going to give back to הקודש ברוך הוא that thing called Adam HaRishon, as a yochid shebishvili nivroila, that yochid that the world was created for. Adam HaRishon, the world was created for him, he was a yochid. Avram Avinu came along and said, I'm going to be that yochid now. וכך הוא אומר, אני אהיה זה שנצל את כוח הבחיר באופן הנכון. That's what he said, I'm going to be that person who is going to utilize the כוח הבחיר in the correct way. אני אבחן נגד רצוני הטבעי, I'm going to go against my natural tendencies. ולכן הקדוש ברוך הוא העמיד עושה בניסיון שבהם היה עליו, להתגבר לא רק על דחופים טבעיים גסים. הקדוש ברוך הוא gave him 10 tests, as I mentioned, those 10 tests included all these aspects that needed to be purified, but not just the crude natural tendencies that we have, אלא גם את רגישות טבעיים עדינים מויסים, but even the deepest, most subtle tendencies that we have. ולכן ברגש הטבעי וברוצן לחיות כאשר הושלך לכבשן האש. The desire just to live. Everybody has a very deep desire to live. He had to go against that desire to live in order to allow himself to be thrown into the כבשן האש. ונלחם ברגש הטבעי של אבס אב לבנוי. He had to grapple with the love that a father has for his son. כאשר גירוס יש ישתמל בבייסר. That was a big nisoy. Take Yishmael and throw him out of his house. Oh, when Avram Avinu was a natural love that a father has for son, he can't just curse him out. Ugarle lachem bitchilas darker beregesh hamishpachti va'aziv esatze v'ladetoy v'esaviv. Person has a natural draw, a natural chayin, the Gemara says, for the place where he was born, for his home, for the early parts of his life. He had to give that all up. family, his land, his birthplace, the house of his father, he had to give that all up. Lech lecho, big nishoinus, that was struggles going against the deepest tendencies that a person has. V'derech zu ola Avram Avinu medarge ledargo nishoinu sinai. Avram Avinu climbed the ladder, one test after another, one level after another. Yosef and Yosef who did less ritzoinu b'shnei rotzon Hashem. That like one step at a time, he was mevatel his rotzon to the rotzon Hashem. U'shtamesh b'kol korech ha'mechir shenitzor lo, he used all the bechir that was given to him, v'ofen ha'nachon in the correct way. U'vishlim es tzurasa v'tzurasa adam ha'nachon. And slowly he turned himself into the correct person that he was supposed to be. Adam ha'musuga litnek v'nachoyme v'nidavet v'dvekes mechletes b'erlem. Someone who is able to detach himself completely from the physical world and to be dovuk totally in the Bore Olam. So that was Avraham Avinu managed to do that. Don't go down and try and do this, please, okay? So this is to stop where you are, not where you think you'd like to be. This is the end of the road. This is the ideal. Please don't think for any minute that we're holding anywhere near there. That's what we see here, that the first tafkid that Avraham Avinu mentioned earlier, last week, that Avraham Avinu, the first tafkid that he took upon himself was to give back the Kodesh Baruch Hu that yochid that was Bishvili Nivra Olam, and in such a way to go cleave back the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, as we mentioned, Avraham Avinu took two tafkidim. We saw this earlier. We also saw it in the Bais Yehudi Sefer, these two tafkidim. You'll see them running through the whole Marechet of the Bria, macro and microcosm. The first tafkid is to build a relationship, to be that person who's going to be dovuk in Hashem. That relationship, it's the essence of what a relationship is: unconditional, not tolerant anything else other than the relationship. That was to rectify the world. The second tafkid was the tafkid of Avraham Avinu took upon himself, and it wasn't just for him to give himself back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to bring the whole world back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Unata Eshel, Chichnis Olchim, Vilmiz Kola Oivim, Vashovim, Kiyesh Hashem Echa, Tzu, Koiner, Shemaim, Varet. He planted a tree, whatever that means. He opened up a big kiruv center in our Loshon, whatever that means. He had a heritage house in the Midbar there, and he put in Orchim, and everyone that was going there, he obviously set up the place where there's lots of travelers, and he taught them about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lo yachashavim ukirim rabim ela agunu v'ashem, if you shamal chazal, Avram agar es hanoshim, v'sarim agar es hanoshim. And they were carried multitudes. So those were the two Ikar Tafkidim that Avraham Avinu developed. We still have those two Tafkidim today, but the Tafkid of building yourself and making yourself into a person who's shaykh to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then taking that and spreading it and being a Kiddush Hashem and bringing other people to introduce them to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eshnei tafkidim alalu, Horish Amar Avinu lebono v'chalom, liyitzak bono ele Yaakov ben bono. These two tafkidim Avraham Avinu bequeathed to his children, to Yitzhak, and then afterwards to his grandson, to Yaakov. Yitzhak Avinu gilam b'kol mitziyosa, the ribono, es adrekes ha'mochletes b'Hashem Yisbaro. Yitzhak was the semel, he was the one that took and specialized in the first tafkid of Mamish becoming completely dovid into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally menutak. Ha'is is the greatest leroy regal shel Hesech Hadas. It was in a moment of Hesech Hadas, totally, completely detached, mufrach. He couldn't be Eretz Yisrael, that's what he did. Well, see, he also had his Asik. He was also digging wells and bringing the Shamas back, and he was also Asik. It wasn't like he just locked himself in a room and had nothing to do with the world. Yitzhak also understood this, but his main thrust, his main avoider was in the avoid of building himself and building a relationship with Hashem. Kula yo'ilu til Hashem, he was, he became an oiler. V'kein kosu b'seifa k'sav ha'kabola ki yitza ki le'isa oiler t'mima sh'niskadesh b'ha moriya v'sas liboy b'iska olam hazeh v'pal badara. He he didn't even see the need for davening that his wife should have a child. He kach mufrach from this world. He became an oiler. He went on the mizbeach. He was completely munutak from things of olam hazeh. Veikol todos of hayu avodas Hashem. His ikka told him the ikka thing that he gave us was avodas Hashem. Umezeh atam hutzruch Avraham letzevet l'Eliezer lizivuger. Avraham went out to send Eliezer to go and find Yitzhak Awaf because he wasn't given, it's a mitzvah, why don't you go? Okay. He never chash for things of Olam Hazeh from his own. The Chazon Ish, he testified about himself that he never knew what he needed to eat. If his wife put food in front of him, he understood he had to eat, but he himself never understood that need. I don't know what that was, not somebody's life, his older years. He had no connection to that physical aspect of the world, which we can't really understand. But Yitzhak was that plus times much, much more. And lo yelo yichola yistak, he was sick, worried about the Olam Hazeh. The one time lo haba li kalor rak lehifzeres ishtar gulvat, she yisim et ametzes, and the fact is all yichola lahubar. Also, Shal Yitzhak Avinu, I said, Midah Hagvura Vayira, Pachad Yitzchok. That's the Midah of Avram was Chesed, Titen Chesed Avram. The Midah of Yitzchok was Gvura Yira. Kula Yira Kedai Shelo Liyais Nitfared Rega Echem Adveiches Pashem. He couldn't detach himself from Dveikas in Hashem for a moment. He only hates Meretz Yisrael, and he would ask the his yachdus in Koine. That's what he did. He spent his whole days being misyached in Hashem. But filu bekomas hamishpacha einu mitasek kemogul yil. He also didn't get involved in building a family. And tzal enamim sheik tafkidu shel Yitzhak Avinu hu mitkashe im HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekesher shel yochid im yochid. Vekach hu achay nikra vincho yichidcho es Yitzchok. The only child is Yitzhak. That was his main tafkid. That's what he had to build. As the said Agus Hayichud, if Yeh Yitzhak Avinu b'Maisa Akeda, that pinnacle of the peak of this level of Yochid, totally Yuchat Hakadosh Baruch Hu achieved at the Akeda. Vorim Yitzchoyne Shaloyim, Begalim Lanu Rabbeinu Kedmoyim Zia. Up to the Akeda, Chazal tell us that Yitzhak Avinu had no ability to have any influence on anybody else, no ability to have any shaykhus to the rest of the world, no way of building relationships. He had no ability, no way to connect to other people and have an influence on them. That's a state in Chazal. His whole goal, his whole focus was to be a mechaber of Kodesh Baruch Hu and to makabel more and more and more from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. See a yichud haya b'shas akeder, as pocha nishmosa v'al salamali liket b'ketira ilui, at the akeder his neshama burst out of his body, whatever this means, and landed up in the higher world of the Kepirus, whatever this means. Lacham ekei nitlo neshama chadasha. And he got given a new neshama. Vazo ofach lamashpia. And then he became the mashpia. Nitlo leitafkit chadash lashpia al zulosa. He got a new job, and that was to influence others. Lakim es beise im rifke imeinu, lohid li des Yaakov avinu, shirbones klal yisro. Now he could go and he could get married. He could have a child for Yaakov avinu, who was going to build klal yisro. Until the Akeda, his spouse, his to-be spouse, wasn't even born yet. There was no need for it to be born because he wasn't shaykh to that. So can come over, he said, no, adayin kolev shurti kashem, le'adam, u'lashpi alev, kol kulo ayim uchud b'shamayim. He was so out of this world, so transcendent, so living in the higher world, that it wasn't shaykh for him to do anything down in this world. Therefore, he didn't need a wife, so she wasn't born yet. The minute he came off the Akeda, so Rivka was born. So there, interesting, I don't know where this Chazal is. He says it's from Rabbeinu Kedmoyim. Okay, I'll take his word for it. That's what happened at the Akedah. I heard this somewhere else as well, that he got a new neshama at the Akedah, and from then on he actually started, you know, marriage became shaykh, and the family building a home became shaykh. So Yitzhak Avinu prepared himself for the Akedah like the Chosin prepares himself for the Chuppah. It says in Chazal that they came, Shneim, they came to the Mokum, Shneim Avim Esa Avonim, Shneim Avim Esa Eish, Shneim Avim Esa Eitzim. Both of them, Avram and Yitzhak, both brought the stone, they brought the wood, they brought the fire. Avram Domi Kenisha Osa Chatunot Libnoi. Avram was like the father making a wedding for his son. But Yitzhak Domi Kenisha Osa Chuppah Atzma. Yitzhak was somebody who was like making a chuppah for himself. So Yalkut, B'Shas HaKedah, Yachid Yitzhak Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tachlis HaYachid. And B'Shas the HaKedah, Yitzhak Avinu bound himself to Hashem in a total oneness. Yomas Yitzhak, B'nai Yaakov Avinu HaSholom, Kibu B'Yerusha Ma'avar Avinu Tafkid Lebalot Lufasem Hashem Hashem V'Ramlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Oyim. Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, sorry, unlike his father, received an inheritance from Avram Avinu, the tafkid of going and revealing and advertising and publicizing and being mamlich Hashem in the world. Yepsula hamlich as a kodesh baruch hu mivli shiye lo am. Yaakov Avinu understood that in order to be mamlich, in order to make Hashem king, you need a nation. You can't have a king. Ein melech b'lo am. Can't have a king if he doesn't have an am. Lochein tafkidu ha livnoit v'yasid es am Yisrael. Am Hashem. Yaakov Avinu understood that he had to build a nation that could be dedicated to serving Hashem. Yaakov Avinu came as Yudbeis Hashvotim HaKadoshim, v'lo rak hu lidem, hu gam gidlam v'tza v'toreach, kotei tzom v'maisei Yosef, maisei midina v'oid v'oid. Yaakov Avinu didn't just give birth to 12 tribes, he raised them with enormous, enormous suffering and tircha. We know what happened with Yosef, we know what he went through with Dina, and many, many stories and suffering that Yaakov Avinu went through, getting his wives, nothing came easy to Yaakov Avinu, and he could do it himself. He had to go work for his wives and fight on them. Yitzhak stayed at home, and he went off, brought him a wife, brought her home, they got married, that was it. He didn't close his Gemara for 1 second. Yaakov Avinu had to go and be by Terech for how long? 7 years, another 7 years, the freezing cold, being a shepherd, working, mamash, avodas perach, and to get his wives and to raise a family, and the tzoros one after the other. We see it, mamash, a life of unbelievable yosurim. V'kacham Yaakov Avinu lifnei Hashem Yisparach b'shar shebo tzoros amal Yisrael. That's what Yaakov Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when suffering comes to Klal Yisrael, l'boni shalaylo. Lo eshim shama anadati bebeis Lavan, that I'll not spend 20 years by Lavan, because she yatzati mi beis poga bi esav arosha, after 20 years of living with Lavan, which couldn't have been a picnic, then what happens? Then I have to meet esav arosha on the way, because lahoger is bni, he wanted to destroy me and kill everybody, masati atzme lebisa aleim, and again, I was prepared to give up my life to save my children, v'achshav, now my children are being given over to their enemies to be shechted like sheep. After I raised them like little baby chicks, and I suffered terrible tzar gidol bonim in raising them. Most of my life I was suffering because of them. Can you not remember that and have some rachamim on my children after what I went through to raise a family for you? He also raised shivim nefesh. All these things have obviously understanding of the stages in the building of Klal Yisrael. First the Tzoy Sha'avos, then the Shtem Yisrael Shvotim, then the shivim nefesh, then the Shesh Riboy, the 600,000 that came out of Mitzrayim. Each one of these are different stages and dagas, necessary dagas and plateaus, peaks of the building of Klal Yisrael. V'ayinu mestalek min ha'olam ad shizoichi lirois v'ayinu shishim ribon. And as Chazal tell us, Amar of Yudim lo nifta avinu Yaakov min ha'olam ad shiro shishim ribon b'nei bonim. Rishi Rabbah tells us that Yaakov Avinu lived to see the fulfillment of the 600,000, which is what it means. That's the the number of what's called the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Tafkidu shel Yaakov nistayim rak kasher hu zoich lirot es hakomas am Hashem b'shlemusa. That's what he had to do. His tafkid in the world was to bring and create a nation, an am Hashem. Ein melech bli am, a melech needs an am. If you're going to be mamlich Hashem in the world, Hashem needs an am. And he's going to give him that, and that's what he did. He passed away. And we've seen 600,000 Yaakov Avinu as Ashtet in Mikash. Very good. Shalom, Kaviv Yitzhak, Yotze Yaakov Avinu Nagot B'Mitzrayim B'Matara L'Falsim L'Golot Es Hanuna V'Hashem. Unlike Yitzhak who didn't liberate Israel, Yaakov Avinu went down into Mitzrayim, against the Golos Mitzrayim, with the goal of publicizing, revealing the Emunah of Hashem in the world, Dafka B'Mokam Elvis Haaretz, Dafka in the worst possible place in the world. Mitzrayim is called Elvis Haaretz, it's the lowest, most tumidika place in the world, and that's where Yaakov Avinu goes to be Magala Hashem. Before that, he had to fight Esav. Neged Lavan, neged Kolchas Sarah, and Akvim and Menoyim es ki pashut hakadusha b'komon. They had to fight wherever he was. The Sarah of Esav, Esav, he had to fight wherever there was forces trying to prevent the spreading of kedusha in the world. Yaakov Avinu went to fight that in order to open up the channels. Fabashos le Esav, who ochers ba'ikav Esav, in the womb already, he is busy fighting with Esav. There was like an expression, a hint, a remez to what his tachlis was going to be in the world. The ochaz es hara, to grab hold of the evil, litgaber alav, to withstand it, to fight it, l'takan oilam b'makushaka, to rectify the world. Yaakov vino, mekim es ha'am, she yiso es degel ha'nunu v'ashem, v'yakim tzoy sevet komokom. Yaakov vino created a nation that was going to raise the banner, raise the fleshem, and wave it everywhere in the world. That's what the Jews are, that's what exile was for. Exile was to give us the opportunity to go into the world and to wave the banner of Kiddush Hashem. It's not tafkid in Holy Nochel, Am Yisrael, Me'avu Seichem, HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzhak, V'Yakov. A tafkid echad hu liyoyz kashu b'kesha amitzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is all, that's us. We inherited these tachlisim, these abilities, these koichas, these genetic opaths, whatever you want to call them, from Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The tafkid to be completely bound up and to build a personal one-on-one relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Chedi Yichud. There's Dovi Michad Rak L'Hashem Yisparach the tafkid Hashem in the Falsim HaSemun is Hashem Bo'ilam. And then to take that and spread that into the world. The Maisa Shtei Vodis Kodesh Eilu Aludis Liyos Tzoros Zu Luzu. As we mentioned many times here, these two tafkidim often get in the way of each other. Very hard to be Isaac in both. Great people were able to do this, but the local Pashut person has to know how you do this. We saw it in the conflict of marriage, how these two aspects can get in the way. So the person's Yotze Lafasim Lagolos Emunas Hashem Bo'olam Ula Lazniach is Tafkidu Hasheni. Yotze Bavuk Makushu Lo'Boyre B'Koleis. If you ask anybody involved in Kiruv or training people for Kiruv or being involved in working in Kiruv, when you start going out there and doing Kiruv or whatever, your own avoidance Hashem, your own Eliyah can sometimes get very damaged. People stop learning, they stop, they forget, whatever, they're running around, they're Isaac in mitzvahs, they're busy doing kiruv, and their own avoidance can get very damaged. There's Dovah Bhusha Bari El Kolaitz, Vidar Isa, Yi Efshar Li Yistage, without a lama, so Yochidim Zeh, Lahap, it's Isamunah B'Koylo, Mishtach, and you can't lock yourself in a little room, lock the door, and then expect to go out and be an influence and impact on the world. L'Shem Kach, Yech Shtetzet, Li Yoyis Mu'uruv, Imabriyoyis, Lamed Otam, Ezdach Avoidis Chakal. If a person has to also go out, meet people, and teach them about the Emunah in Hashem, and to teach them the avoidance of Hashem, and at the same time find the damnut to work on himself to be Isaac and don't look in Hashem. Sometimes there are different stages in life. Very often in the early stages of the life, a person dare not go out. He first has to build himself into something. Sometimes it's different parts of the day. Each person, you have to know where you are and what your job is and where you're going. That's a whole discussion. I'm not going to go into that now. The ability for us to impact and influence other people, start at home maybe. It's a good place to always start with yourself maybe. It's a very good place to start. We'll see as this goes on. It's important to get these basic yesodas in order to get to where we want to get to, which is the understanding of why suffering is so important in this world. Okay, so, interesting yesodas. Nothing terribly outrageous here. but important to understand what the foundations and what the principles, the first principles and their definitions are here. Well, the Mitzvah Shem looks good for tomorrow. If there's any problems, we're not going to have the guard. I will let you know. Both have a good day. Enjoy your Bainer's money, whatever that is, and Mitzvah Shem will be back tomorrow.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much,
Rav Shah. Score,
call
two.
Almonds.